Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined us, welcome to Radio Islam International. Welcome to the program Family Health Matters. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, first up on Family Health Matters is health news, and we're going to be looking at reasons to exercise for at least 20 minutes every day. So we're going to be looking at the benefits of that, and also why we should be eating less salt. Right, so we hear about this all the time, eat less salt, you shouldn't be having too much of salt, but just some very important reasons for us to eat less salt. That will be followed by, we are responsible for our own health, with health and wellness consultant Sister Razia Jada, who's going to be my guest, and we're going to be talking a little about why we are responsible for our own health, and also for the decline of our own health, inshallah. So, coming up first, and it's just about 9 minutes past two now, we're going to be looking at reasons to exercise for at least 20 minutes every day. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, we all know that exercising, or rather exercise lasting up to 20 minutes, can actually give you the same health benefits as drilling it out at the gym for 20, or rather for, you know, just at the gym for, many of us go to the gym for almost an hour, even longer sometimes, but really 20 minutes of proper exercise is all you need, and really not those hours and hours at the gym. Now, we've all heard a lot of people say, I don't have time to exercise. I know I'm one of them. My schedule is too busy. And while most of us probably feel this way, we all should be able to find time for a 20-minute home workout. So, you know, there it is. We don't even have to go out to do it. We can actually do it in our homes. Exercising daily will not only help burn more calories, but it has a ton of other benefits that will contribute to better physical, mental, and emotional health. Now, many people hate to work out because of the time it takes to do so. Yes, and however, recent studies have shown that in just 20 minutes, you can get the same benefits as working out for an hour at the gym. Now, if you can find just 20 minutes, you'll also find yourself feeling these benefits, and I'm going to share them with you. Just a few benefits, and you know, that can actually make such a difference in our lives. The first benefit is that your tolerance for pain gets stronger. Now, what do you think of pain? When you begin to feel it, what's the, like, you know, the maximum amount of pain that you can endure? Studies have shown that athletes have higher pain tolerances than non-athletes. Your muscle builds by creating micro tears in those tissues when you work out for at least 20 minutes a day. While you're resting, your body repairs those tears, ultimately building your muscle back stronger. Now, when the muscles in your body are strong, it can also prevent you from breaking a bone. So, you know, what they actually advise us to do is to run, to hike, to ride a bike, jump for at least 20 minutes a day, and it can actually improve muscle function by 40% and bone mineral density by 2. So, you know, just running, hiking, riding a bike, jumping, just for 20 minutes a day can, you know, these are some of the benefits that you can actually get from it. Okay, so what it can actually do is just improve your muscle function by 40% and your bone mineral density by 2. So your bones are becoming stronger, your muscle is becoming stronger, you're protecting your bones. When your muscles are stronger, your bones will be protected much easier. And then the second benefit is that free flow of your bowels. Now, a daily workout can help tremendously by in keeping your GI tract unclogged, with 20 minutes of exercise a day, your intestines undergo blood flow reduction, which can slow motility. But the extra oxygenation and the blood flow you experience during your daily 20 minutes exercise will keep everything moving smooth in your system. So if you just do these 20 minutes of exercise, inshallah, even passing a stool will not be a problem. It will keep your bowels flowing freely. Now, the movement associated with running increases the transit rate of digested foods through the lower bowels, decreasing the risk of colon cancer, says many doctors. Again, the third benefit is that it helps you burn fat. Now, exercising for 20 minutes a day is great for everybody, regardless of age or fitness level. If we take cycling, for example, it will help you to lose weight due to its calorie-burning properties. It will improve your overall health and gets you out in the fresh air too. What more could we actually ask for? Then people who are unable to take part in high-impact exercises like running or jogging can enjoy the low-impact exercises of cycling. The cycle takes the body weight and pedal power doesn't pay any pressure on the leg joints at all, or rather puts any pressure on the leg joints at all. So yes, many of us have problems with our joints. So here is a very simple exercise that you can do and you can benefit from it. It will also help you burn fat. The benefit number four is that it helps you relax your nerves and release some stress. Now, in addition to releasing endorphins in the brain, physical activity and exercise helps relax your muscles and also relieve tension throughout your body. The mind and the body are very closely linked, so it makes perfect sense that if your body feels better, your mind will feel better too. So a healthy body, a healthy mind. That is so true. Then the fifth benefit is that it relieves anxiety, depression without medication. Daily exercises promotes all kinds of changes inside of your brain. And this includes reduced inflammation, neural growth, and feelings of calm and well-being from the changing activity patterns. It also releases endorphins. And endorphins, as we all know, these are powerful chemicals in your brain that boost your mood and, of course, makes you feel happy or makes you feel great. Lastly, exercise is a great way to distract yourself from the constant thoughts inside your head, giving you a break from the, from this recurring cycle. And the sixth benefit is that it improves focus and memory. Now, regular exercise is one of the easiest and the most effective ways to improve your concentration, your mood, and your overall motivation. So when you exercise, you immediately boost your brain level of serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine. And these chemicals all work. What are they for? To improve your attention and your focus. So, especially now with our children also busy with the exams and studying, please remind your children to do a little bit of exercise. It will improve their attention and their focus. Now, just remember, just 20 minutes daily exercise will go a long way keeping you healthy and in good shape. Your weight should soon start dropping off. Of course, you'll feel slimmer, you'll feel fitter, you'll feel healthier, happier, and you'll have lots more energy. And I mean, that's what you want, isn't it? So what are we waiting for? Okay, also something very important that I want to talk to you about is why we should eat less salt. We always are advised to eat less salt. Or some people would even advise you not to have salt at all. But your body do need a little bit of salt. But why should we eat less salt or not add salt to the food? And I've seen so many people do this, you know. The minute they sit in at the table without even tasting the food, they need the salt cellar with them, and they need to first, you know, sprinkle some salt over their food. This is actually so unhealthy. Why should we eat less salt? It's no secret that a large percentage of the population in the developed world are guilty of consuming far too much salt on a daily basis. You know, there's salt in just about everything we have these days. We use salt for seasoning our food. It is in marinades. It is in sauces. We often sprinkle it over our food before eating it, also before we taste it, like I mentioned earlier. And for many of us, we don't pay this a second thought. Now, a little salt each day is perfectly fine. In fact, it is recommended, as we require some sodium chloride, that is salt, to function healthily and correctly. The problem is that people aren't sure how much salt they should be consuming. And of course, unfortunately, they end up taking way too much salt, which can then have a very negative effect on your health. But why should we try to cut back on the amount of salt we consume? Okay, so let's look at some of the negative effects too much salt can have on your health. And I'm only going to share with you three health conditions that, you know, that salt can have an effect on. The first one is hypertension, a very, very common one, and has so, so many people suffering from hypertension. Now, hypertension is the scientific term for high blood pressure, and it is responsible for thousands of deaths worldwide every single year. Hypertension is often referred to as the silent killer because it can be very difficult to detect. Your blood pressure is basically defined as being the total amount of pressure being placed on your blood vessels by your blood as it is being pumped and carried around the body. Now, studies have found that too much salt can severely elevate a person's blood pressure, which in turn can lead to other chronic conditions such as renal failure, stroke, damaged blood vessels, a heart attack, to name just a few. Now, this is why people diagnosed with hypertension are instructed by doctors to cut way back on the amount of salt that they consume. So if you are suffering from blood pressure, as we all know it, then please, you need to cut back on your salt. The second one is cardiovascular issues. Now, studies have also found that diets rich in salt can put you at a much greater risk of suffering from cardiovascular disease and, of course, other related, or rather heart-related illnesses. You see, hypertension has been found to be a catalyst for what is known as left ventricular hypertrophy, which to you and I is enlargement of muscle tissue found in the wall of the heart's primary blood pumping chamber. Not only that, but studies have also found that individuals can suffer from left ventricular hypertrophy even if their blood pressure was considered normal, if they were consuming too much salt on a regular basis. Left ventricular hypertrophy is a very serious condition as it can put you at a much greater risk of a heart attack, of heart failure, of cardiac arrest, and of an abnormal heart rhythm. So yes, this is one of the reasons we should not consume so much of salt, or we should eat so much less salt. And third one is osteoporosis, also so common. How does too much salt impact on osteoporosis? Well, firstly, osteoporosis is a very serious condition in which the bones become thin and brittle, making them more prone to breaking and becoming damaged. Now, calcium is a mineral that strengthens the bones and is stored, you know, and is stored within them. And this is where the dangers of salt once again rear their ugly heads. You see, salt can cause calcium to leach from the bones and to be expelled into our urine. And less calcium in the bones means that they become weaker and more prone to osteoporosis. So yes, those are the three conditions, just the three that I mentioned. Of course, there's many other problems or conditions that can come up, but these are just three very common conditions and very serious conditions. So I'm sure many of us would like to know, but how much of salt should we actually consume? Just very briefly, for grown adults, no more than 6 grams of salt should be consumed each day, which is roughly 1 heaped teaspoon, and children should consume just about, or rather between 2 and 5 grams per day. Well, these are some of the reasons why we should consume less salt, and that they should be, I think that should be reason enough for all of us to be wary of having too much salt, inshallah. So I hope this will be of benefit to our listeners, inshallah. We're going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to be looking at, why we are responsible for our own health. And we're going to be looking at why we are responsible for the decline in our health and what we actually can do, to make sure that our health is taken care of, and how we can take care of our own health. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Family Health Matters. I'm your host, Sister Zeenat. And alhamdulillah, joining me online today is Sister Razia Jada, who is a health and wellness consultant. And we're going to be talking about why we are responsible for our own health, and of course, why we are also responsible for the decline in our health as well. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Razia. Jazakallah khair for joining us this afternoon.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me on, Sister Zeenat.
It's been a while, and it's lovely to have you with us again. Sister Razia, like we said, we are responsible for our own decline in health. Then surely it is in our power to cure ourselves too. You know, if you just think about it, these days, you know, every home you go to, there are so many people that are so sick and that are so unhealthy. So, you know, firstly, tell me, how are we responsible for the downfall or the decline in our own health?
So, Sister Zeenat, partly it's our fault, and partly it's, all the chemicals that have come about in recent years, in the past 10, 15 years. These were chemicals that were not on the food and in our different foods compared to, when our parents and grandparents used to eat food. So, having said that, that is something that we have to make an extra effort to avoid. Then we have, on the other hand, the processed foods, which has also come about, in the past years. Every year you find out, they come out to something that's easier and that's on the shelf and has a longer shelf life. And people are eating all these processed foods. Now, if you think, just for example, take, say, a brick wall, right? And you take a hammer and every day you knock down one brick. The first brick won't make a difference, the second one. The first row won't make a big difference, the second row. But eventually that entire brick wall is going to collapse. And that is the same with our bodies. We are eating this, we're eating that, we're drinking wrong, we're not setting time aside to deal with stress, we're not relaxing, we're not getting into the sun, we're not dealing with life on a holistic view. And what happens is, when we collapse, then we rush to the doctor. We want the doctor to now fix us up with one miracle drug. There is no miracle drug. There is no one magic pill. It is a whole holistic system. And the only person that can do it is you. You can take control. Because the doctors, you go in there, they give you this drug, they don't care whether this side effect or their side effect. You go home, you suffer all the side effects. You go back to them, they're just ready to change it to another drug, and there's another side effect. And it just goes on and on and on. And there seems to be no end in sight.
Yeah, now we all do definitely strive for good health. So how can true health be obtained?
Okay, so what we need to, people think it's easier said than done. It's not that difficult. Number one, we've got to make an effort to stay away from processed food. It's not that hard. Yeah, go stay away from processed foods.
I know, you know, much as we know that we don't have to do it, but our lives are so busy these days, and you know, you end up just running to the butcher and getting anything that you can possibly cook in the shortest possible time just to get the meal ready, not thinking of the importance of, the importance of the meal that you are setting up for your family.
That is so true, Sister Zinat, but look at it. If we're going to the butcher and we're buying meat, right, it's still going to take us a half an hour to cook it, right? Or 45 minutes, or however long you cook it. The difference is in the marinade. We do not know what they're putting in the marinade at the butcher. So that's where it's like, read the labels. You know, when you're buying anything, read the labels. If things are too easy and too processed, I mean, when it comes to bologna and wolfish sausages, it is processed food. Why must you, you've got to make an effort to leave out their junk food. If you want to have good health, you either got to choose. You're going to have ill health or you're going to have good health. We eat normal food. We eat, you know, curries and rice, and you buy the meat there. But you put your own masalas in, and all our masalas are beneficial. Our dana, our jiru, our ginger, our garlic, that is how the people used to cook in the old days. So it's not that difficult. We buy the things, but not marinated. And then you cook your food. You cook it at home. But unfortunately, that's where it comes. Our food is overcooked, and we are not getting the raw enzymes to give us the health we need. So that's what I mean. Stay away from processed food. Eat the ready foods that's on the shelf, foods that are, that do not go off, foods that are, can last for months on end in the cupboard without going off. Meats that are all marinated, all processed meat. So if you just go back to cooking chicken, even if you have to make chicken fillets, all you have to put is lemon juice, salt and pepper, and fresh chicken fillets. You can make a chicken burger, you can make chicken strips with it, you can dip it in eggs.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I can hear you. Maybe you should just repeat what you said the last sentence or so.
Okay, I was saying if you buy fresh fillets, and if you just have to put lemon and pepper or some chilies on there, you have a good quality. You can make a chicken burger, you can make strips out of it, you can dip it in egg, and you can stir fry it in coconut oil. So it is a healthy type of fast food meal, but it is not a processed meal. So we just need to find that little change that we can make to change our food. I mean, you know, the kids today, some of them don't want curries and all the old-fashioned food. But there are ways to find it, to make this type of healthier food. And you add a bit of salad in there, and you make a nice burger for them. Like I said, I've given my burger on previous recipes, you know. There is ways to avoid the processed food. And then when it comes to the cold drinks, you've just got to make the effort. There is no excuse when it comes to the cold drink. I mean, you also, now that it's summer, everybody has 2-3 flavors on their table. You sit down for lunch, there's cold drink there. You sit down for supper, there's cold drink there. You can make fresh juice. You put water on the table. We have calcium, it's your calcium, magnesium with vitamin D. But you've got to get away from the cold drinks. That is one thing. And okay, you don't do it overnight, you cut it down. You make sure you every second day you have it, because we as mothers are the ones responsible for putting it on the table. There is no two-way word. And then when the kids get sick, you run to the doctor. And I've been getting queries. My child has been on antibiotics after antibiotics after antibiotics. But I came across a child who said, I'm not at school, I'm very sick. I said, why is she sick? He actually said to me, I drink a lot of cold drink. And he's drinking cold drink nonstop. So, you know, we've got to make an effort.
Yes, it's true what you said. You know, it's no use trying to stop your children from, for example, like you said, drinking a cold drink when you yourself, continuously have that all the time. You know, it has to be there with you. You want a Coke, but you can't tell your children not to have a Coke. It doesn't work that way.
And then you've got to provide an alternative that's delicious. Because you don't want to cut them down and now put a, look, water is good. But you want to cut them down and from Coke now, here's water you've got. Drink a glass of water for with your burger. You know, you're doing one thing at a time. So you're maybe not cutting the burger down, but you're at least cutting the Coke down. So you're not going to give them a burger with a glass of water. I mean, they're going to really rebel. So that's when you come in, like I said last time, you make pineapple juice, you make... Watermelon season is coming. Watermelon juice is quite nice. We like the pineapple, the guava juice, any of the juices that you can make at home. Blend it with water, put a bit of sugar if you have to put some sugar in there. It's still better than cold drink. It's still better than any of the cold drinks, whether the cold drink is sugar-free or with sugar. In fact, the sugar-free ones, you know, the diet ones, are even worse with aspartame in there. Those affect your brain. You know, today every second child is coming, they're coming to me with ADHD. It's all the chemicals in the food. It's the unhealthy lifestyle. It's the things that we are eating that is attacking the body. And then, like I say, when it collapses, we expect the doctor to fix us. It's not the doctor that's going to fix us. We have to take control, and it starts on the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just one important point, too, that I'd like to share with you, then maybe you can elaborate on it. It's, you know, when we are making our fruit juices, these days, you know, you make a very delicious punch or whatever it is, fruit juice for that matter, but there's also all the wrong things that we add to that juice. You know, so instead of just, you know, all the other drinks and what do you call all those?
All these cordials.
Yeah, cordials and things like that. That obviously defeats the purpose then.
Yeah, but you see, Sister Zinat, if you have been using that, and then you start making it, if you just start cutting down, you cut down till you reach the pure state. Because, you know, children or adults, even adults, especially the husbands, like there's many wives that want to do the changes. Because you know what, when anybody's sick in the house, whether it's the husband or the kids, it falls on the mom's plate. You know, she has to deal with them being sick. She has to be up at night. She has to see when they're sick at school. Even if the husband comes, you know about the man flu and the lady flu. The lady with her flu goes on doing her work. The man with his flu, he's flat in bed, you know. So they don't want to give up. So you start making the changes. If you've been using a cup of cordial, next time you start using 3/4 cup, then 1/2 cup, then 1/4 cup. So slowly their taste buds are adjusting and they're getting used to pure good nutrition. When you come to the point that you cut back completely on all these additives and all these junk things that you're adding. Because when we make juice, it's only juice, water and a bit of sugar or a bit of honey. So there is no cordials in there. You can add different fruits in there. You add some berries in there. You add, any of the berries really pick up your fresh fruit juice. So you don't have to add these. I know some people even add cold rings to their fruit punch.
Yeah.
You don't have to do this, especially the cold rings and the cordial. But you know the best thing we can do, especially the older people, to start your day off, is hot water, lemon, arrat, and honey. I mean, that is one of the best starts you can give yourself.
Hot water, a lemon, arrat, and honey.
Yeah, honey sunnah. You know, you just make the intention. With just making that intention, you are following on the sunnah, and it is so beneficial. The lemon will clean your liver. Today, every second person has a fatty liver. Everybody is, suffering with high blood, with arthritis, with all kinds of conditions. So start your day off, start it early in the morning with warm water. You've been asleep the whole night, your body is dehydrated. The worst thing I hear from people is, first thing in the morning, I must have my cup of coffee. First thing in the morning, I must have my cup of tea. There's no such. You can adjust your taste buds. We've all been there. But those that have made the changes have benefited the most. In fact, I think one of the aunties that heard me on your radio station literally 5 months ago has made such a change by introducing the supplements in, with her diet, that her doctor was insisting she go for a scope. He was insisting she go for a blood transfusion. And she said, Dozie, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be admitted to hospital. I don't want to be put under and go do a blood transfusion. And alhamdulillah, 2 days ago, she phoned me. She says her doctor was absolutely amazed at her results. The first words he said, what were you doing? And what did she do? She took control of her health.
Okay. Now, obviously, to maintain a healthy, immune system, you also need to boost it. So you are healthy at all times. But how do you actually, boost your immune system naturally?
Well, sister, you know, like we said, 80% of your immune system is situated in your gut. And I've been speaking about gut bacteria. Unfortunately, all our gut bacteria is dead. If you drank a glass of cold drink, it killed your gut bacteria. If you had medication, and I'm not saying you must not have your medication. Nobody should stop their medication immediately, right? But if you've been having medication, it kills your gut bacteria. Unfortunately, our water has chlorine and fluoride in there that also kills the gut bacteria. So you have to make a conscious effort to say, how's my gut bacteria? Is it okay? Did I take a probiotic? You know, like we take a very high quality probiotic. Did I take a kefir? The kefir is that fermented. Did I have anything fermented in terms of the kefir or yogurt? Something that will feed that gut bacteria. And we're talking of two types of gut bacteria. We have the good gut bacteria and the bad one. And the bad one is what is causing all this colitis. You know, if you speak to every second person, I have IBS, I have colitis, I'm bleeding from behind, I have Crohn's disease, and the only answer is I've been put on antibiotics, I've been put on cortisone, but it's not working. And I first thing I say, just start with good gut bacteria. And alhamdulillah, within weeks of introducing gut bacteria, not only has your stomach settled, but if your stomach settles, your whole immune system gets boosted. And now the people's energy starts increasing, they're feeling better. Imagine being the whole time in the toilet, you know, you're literally drained. But health and disease starts with the stomach. And that comes from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that one third food, one third water, one third air. Don't overfill your stomach. Don't fill your stomach with the wrong foods, because the Quran has said, eat what we have provided, what is pure. We are not eating what is pure. We will never take the time to look at a label. There comes a time now and then where I may pick up a new item, you know, at the shops, or you go somewhere, you look at the new item and say, oh, this thing looks interesting. So the big writing on the product will be, look very healthy and very interesting. But when you turn it around and you read the fine print, you'll be shocked at the things that are in there. So we always read the labels, and we know one thing. If it tastes too good to be true, then it's not too good for you.
Most certainly. Now, just before we take a break, now, please can you just explain to us, I know you are from AIM South Africa, you have all those products that you normally have, but they talk about the healthy cell concept. Can you perhaps just explain what the healthy cell concept is all about?
Okay, so the healthy cell concept is actually the whole holistic way of gaining control of your health. So it's not only nutrition, or it's not only exercise. Like I said, there is no one magic pill. So what you do first and foremost is nutrition, because the body needs the nutrition, and that's where we have the raw enzymes. We have nutrition that comes straight from the ground, that is GMO-free, that has no pesticides, that has no fungicides, that has no herbicides. So these are organically grown raw enzymes, and that is your nutrition. Mm-hmm. Then you need exercise. Whether you take a small walk or you do some stretching, there are actually exercises, if you can, you know, Google on the internet, on YouTube, exercises for people that are sitting, that can't even stand. If you're sitting in your chair, there's exercises that you'll be able to lift your legs, exercises that you'll be able to work your core just by sitting in a chair. So just start with walking, maybe, you know, just in your yard. Just start with in your yard. Then add some stretching exercises, and then add some, you know, maybe a little bit of weights if you've got something heavy in the kitchen. Like I said last time, rather use the 2-liter cold drink bottles to do some weight training instead of drinking it. It will come to some benefit. Then you've got to see that you sleep. So many people are not sleeping. The first thing I hear is, I don't sleep. I just don't sleep. If you are not sleeping at night, your body is not getting the chance to heal. So you've got to make sure you exercise. And exercising in the sun will encourage the melatonin to take effect so that you'll be able to sleep better at night. But we have the composure, which is a safe thing that you could use for as young as kids. The children that suffer from ADHD can use it. So getting a good night's sleep gives you a different perspective on the next day. You are better able to take stress in your stride. You are better able to cope with the day ahead if you had sleep. Imagine you did not sleep the whole night, or you did not sleep till 3-4 in the morning, and now you fall asleep. How are you going to cope the next day? You absolutely will not be able to cope. Same goes with deep breathing. Let's take the time to step out into the sun, to do some deep breathing, to get the benefits of vitamin D, especially now, but not when it's getting very hot between 11 and about 2, 3. So that is the whole health and wellness concept, where it's nutrition, it's exercise, it's deep breathing, it's stress, it's dealing with all these things and working together to heal your body.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. When we return, inshallah, we continue with our program. A reminder to our listeners, if you do have any questions or concerns, please do feel free to contact us. The number to dial 011-854-1548. You can also SMS or WhatsApp me on the number 082-84-92-786. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few moments. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope we have Sister Razia back online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Ji, I'm back here.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Now, Sister Razia, I know you do, have some products that you use, and it's mostly greens and, vegetables and things like that. Can you tell us a little about those products? And then also, they talk a lot about green food, and chlorophyll, and, what is the similarity between chlorophyll and green leaves and human blood, things like that, and how does it actually, strengthen your immune system?
You know, Sister Zina, they actually say, we wonder, do products heal us, right? So people find them taking all different products. Let's take this tablet, let's take that tablet. We need to know the difference between synthetic and whole food supplements. Whole food is nearer to food form. And that's what our body needs. Our body does not recognize synthetic supplements. So synthetic supplements is supplements that somebody goes in a laboratory and tries to imitate, I will make a vitamin C tablet, or I will make this tablet or that tablet. So alhamdulillah, we say, it's not even the products that heal the body. The body heals itself given the right nutrition. So we actually need to supply it. Like say, for example, if you're hungry, your hunger is not going to go away forever. You need to feed your body in order for the hunger to go away. So similarly, when your body is in a crisis and it needs to heal, you need to feed it. But you need to feed it the correct nutrition, and that's where the AIM product comes. Alhamdulillah, I've been doing the AIM products for a couple of years now, and the results have been nothing short of amazing. People have cancelled their, they cancelled operations. People have cancelled hysterectomies. People have, there's been to psychiatrists and psychologists have come back to say, I can't believe that has done nothing compared to what the AIM product does. But the reason for this is because it is a whole food supplement. And the main one with us is the barley life, and that's your green. In fact, they say green is gold in this case, because your greens will give you everything you literally need. It will keep your body alkaline, and that we all know. You will hear people saying, my body is too acidic. We know your body. Once your body is acidic, the main thing that's going to happen is disease is going to fluster. And cancer is one of the things. Every second person is getting cancer today. Why? It's because of all the toxins and the body is too acidic. If the body is alkaline, these health conditions cannot take hold of in your body. So it is a very alkalizing whole food supplement. It will boost your immune system. It's a whole food supplement with all your vitamins in there, your minerals in there, but it also has your phytonutrients. Now, phytonutrients are nutrients that are coming from plants that absorb sunlight. And that's very important. So we're not getting the correct type of nutrition when we are taking a synthetic tablet. So a tablet is not going to have the phytonutrients because it hasn't been in the sun. It hasn't absorbed the nutrition. The sun has so much benefit. If we just think what Allah Ta'ala has created for us, then we'll realize that things that are grown in the ground are to our benefit. So you get the vitamins in there, you get the minerals in there, you get the phytonutrients, but the best thing is you get the live enzymes. And here at my own house, whatever I'm cooking, yesterday I cooked green beans, curry and green beans, but by the time you cook the green beans, there is no live enzymes in the green beans. So you've got to have your live raw enzymes to feed your body what it needs. And this is what we get in the barley and in the garden here with the carrots and the beets which bring up your iron levels, which brings up, anybody that's anemic, anybody that has high blood pressure, you need, but you get tired every day of eating the raw, either raw or cooked beetroot. Cooked beetroot does also not have the benefits of raw. So So we're looking for things that are whole food supplements that come from the ground, that is provided for us by Allah Ta'ala, and that's close to what our body would recognize in order to feed the body to heal itself.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, now we have a question that's come in. It says, Assalamu alaikum, sisters. I have a teenage daughter who is pre-diabetes and has a hormonal problem. Currently on medication for 6 months and will review. Is there an alternative that Sister Razia can recommend? She's also permanently tired.
Oh, I've been getting, you know, literally every second, girl. And you know, it goes on to, it's more like a diagnosis of PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, where they are pre-diabetic. But the thing is here, it is with pre-diabetic, they are insulin resistant, right? So they are not yet diabetics. But in the medical world, they do not have a tablet for pre-diabetic or insulin resistant. So they are already putting them on glucophage, which is a diabetic drug. So here you are putting a young girl on a drug at that age. It's not going to reverse her insulin. We have to cut down her carbs because carbs turn to sugar in the body. She has to use a product like we have glucochrome. And when it comes to hormone imbalance, there is nothing like the Renewed Balance cream. So girls that have not been getting, ladies that have not been getting their periods for weeks on end, for months on end. I had a lady recently who had not gotten a period for an entire year. And within 1 month of using the Renewed Balance cream, her period came. The reason for this is that our estrogen levels are just way too high. It's coming from the cows, the meat, the milk we are having. Everything is injected with either hormones or antibiotics. They are even putting antibiotic in the feed so that the animals do not get sick. Those all are turning to estrogen. Excess estrogen leads to hormone imbalance, leads to breast cancer, leads to fibroids, leads to all these types of, you know, ladies' conditions. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is we want to detox, we want to get all that excess estrogen out of them. We want to give them progesterone to balance their levels instead of giving them a drug to suppress it. And we want to give them like the glucochrome, which is very similar. You've heard of Karela. They say Karela helps with sugar levels. We have herbs in there, natural herbs, that is going to break through that insulin resistance and then get them on the path to health, inshallah.
Inshallah. Well, Sister Razia, I would love to continue talking to you about all the, you know, all the products that you do have and how it can help us. But unfortunately, we've come to the end of our program. Just a reminder, perhaps, or rather, just share your telephone contact details with our listeners in case they would like to get hold of you.
Okay, so I do have health WhatsApp health groups. I've got about over 700 people on the health groups. I post morning and night, you know, info on there to educate them. So if anybody want to join, they're welcome to. They can message me on my cell number, 083-259-9879. And then I do also have health workshops, which I should be having one in Lanesia in about 2 weeks' time, inshallah. Okay. So if anybody's interested in coming to the workshop, it's a free workshop. You just get to learn to take control of your health. And alhamdulillah, the response from those that came to all the previous workshop I had in Lanesia, you know, they were really, really phenomenal. Like, I can't believe my health has changed that much. Alhamdulillah.
Well, Jazakallah khair, Sister Razia, and it was lovely talking to you again. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah for giving me the opportunity.
Pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Jazakallah khair for listening. Well, listeners, that's it then from us. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.